we're inviting people in and saying, hey, this is our life and we want to share it with you. And people are really touched by that.
Does showing hospitality to people really make a difference? Well, Rachel Linden sure thinks so. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Rachel loves to open her home just as it is.
One of the things that my husband and I absolutely love to do is to open up our home in hospitality. And in the Pacific Northwest, there can be a bit more of a cultural cold. So opening your home for hospitality is something that I think people can be nervous about, or they feel like they can't do as well as they want to. And we have two young children. Our house is always messy. There are always Cheerios under the rug. There are always Legos under the coffee table. And we have decided not to let it affect us. We just open our home and have people in. And we don't have the largest house. We don't have the fanciest house, but we love to share what we have.
And Rachel says extending the invitation is the first step to sharing her life.
One of the things that has been so fun this year is being able to invite friends and neighbors, people from our community into our home to share a meal, to host a preschool meeting, to just help out if the neighbor needs to borrow a ladder, whatever it is. We're inviting people in and saying, hey, this is our life and we want to share it with you and bring you into our lives and welcome you relationally. And we don't have a lot and it's not super fancy, but we want to give what we have relationally. And people are really touched by that. You just keep inviting people, you keep hosting, and that's something that's a real gift.
You don't have to do anything fancy. Just invite others into your life and see what God will do. Do you need some help as you plan to care for and share with people? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.